brought to you by Nacho.
Hello, and welcome to Payment Smartcast, Nacho's podcast channel, featuring discussions of interest to the payments community. I'm Dan Roth, Senior Director of Communications at Nacho. Smarter, Faster Payments 2024 is quickly approaching. It will take place in Miami from Monday, May 6th through Thursday, May 9th. The conference is the premier payments event. It offers more than 130 educational sessions, covering the most relevant and cutting-edge topics in our industry, while providing opportunities to network with fellow payments professionals. I am pleased to welcome Steve Bernstein to Payment Smartcast. Steve leads North America Strategic Business Development for Core Payments on behalf of the Treasury Group at JP Morgan, and he will be speaking on three panels at this year's Payments Conference. Also returning to Payment Smartcast is Stephanie Priebisch. Stephanie is the Senior Managing Director of Association Services at Nacho and is leading the Nacho team putting together this year's conference. So Steve, thank you again for joining us for Payment Smartcast. And I just want to hop in, and I was hoping you could start with a bit of your background and your role at JP Morgan.
No, thanks for asking. My background is fairly extensive because I've been with the bank over 35 years. So I've had an array of roles, but most predominantly, ACH has been a core facet of what I do. I engage with both our corporate and our financial institution clients, as well as our commercial bank. So it covers every industry from a payable and receivable perspective, specific to things like ACH and real-time payment, et cetera. But the engagement, especially with the dovetailing of ACH as a core payment type within the U.S. and certainly globally, I think has been a welcome evolution, because from our perspective, ACH is core to almost every Treasury practitioner, whether it be past, present, and future, for a variety of reasons. Even though it is provisional, it's relatively fast, even though it's batch-based, it's reliable, it's ubiquitous, and it gives the greatest value from a Treasury practitioner for their money. So ACH is going to continue to grow at a 7%+ volume per year, which I think a few years ago with the advent of real-time payment, the thought was is that real-time would supplant ACH over time. And what we've come to find is that RTP and RFP has a place at the table, but it will supplement, not replace ACH, which I think is good news both from a micropayment, buy now, pay later, and future payment type, but the core payments for consumer and business that practitioners want to rely upon and leverage and do a readout of the reporting is intrinsic to their success.
So why do you make it a priority to attend Smarter, Faster Payments?
Number one, I think it's good to check in every year. I was actually with a client this morning in London who says he typically goes to conferences every other year, depending on the prototype of the conference. But I think we're at an inflection point where the speed of change, the speed of regulation has made it imperative for us to not only attend annually, but even, we'll call it, more than just one conference and more than just once a year, because the speed of change as well as the socialization of these changes are paramount.
And you mentioned speaking with one of your clients, but what is the value to your clients in attending the conference and joining in on the panels?
Well, I would say for one thing, it's FOMO, fear of missing out, right? They want to know what their peers are doing. And I'm not saying they want to replicate it, but they want to take that information, synthesize it internally, and do a feedback loop in terms of their investment. I think we also have a dovetailing of the timing of the conference in May this year that will lead into the 2025 planning. And many of the practitioners that attend will either have done or started to plan for next year. So it's really important for them to hear the readout from what's going on in the industry. They want to hear, certainly not only from other FIs, they want to hear from other practitioners in their industry. They want to hear from the Fed. They want to hear what they're doing. And they want to hear what rule changes will be affecting them in the months and years to come.
So at payments, one of the panels you're participating in is AI is coming for your payments, the growing impact of ChatGPT. Before we talk about your panel, I'm hoping you can just share your first experience with ChatGPT and what was your reaction to
Well, other than freaking out,
it?
because the idea of think of the large language models and the amount of data that's fed into these large language models that do a readout. And when you look at whether it be a YouTube video of the impact of AI in a short time that it's been there, the influence in terms of, we'll call it fintech investors, where everybody that fled the Bay Area, for example, during COVID, has marched back because of the excitement that this has generated. But I think my first time was I can ask it anything, and it will actually learn from not only my question, but it will actually augment and amplify that information. Whereas if you just go to a Wikipedia, you're getting a rote response to a rote question. So the idea that you have somebody or something thinking behind the scenes that can lend itself to A plus B equals Z, I think is something that is certainly a leap ahead of where we were before.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners and people attending payments are just now thinking about the intersection of ChatGPT, AI, and how it impacts the payments industry. So, who should really attend this session and what will they gain from attending it?
Well, you're going to hear, and I think certainly if you do a microscopic of the session that I'll be in, you're going to have a cross section of the Fed, a banker, a fintech, actually two fintechs. So the idea that you get more than one voice in the room, you get different perspectives to the extent that they can share, you're going to hear about not only the policing of AI, even in the news this very day, there are rules and there's going to be a sheriff in town that's going to adjudicate AI to make sure that it doesn't get used for nefarious purposes, especially when it comes to payments, because the amount of data that's fed into this is all what we expect is going to be used for the positive aspect of predictive modeling, for fraud mitigation, for completing the STP on a given payment, whether it be ACH real-time payment, Zelle, et cetera. So the powerful aspects of the use cases have to be policed in some form or fashion. Whereas when you have things like Bitcoin or digital payments, digital currency, you may have the blockchain architecture that's supported, but you don't have the underlying payment that's supported by one and all. So I think given that we're in early days, I think we're doing the right thing by saying we need to have rules of the road so that everybody follows them rather than you've got 1,000 practitioners going in their own direction, which may not turn out to be the most positive for the industry.
So I think what you said is a great opportunity to bring Stephanie into the conversation. And as Steve mentioned, AI and ChatGPT are top of mind to many of those in payments and who are coming to the payments conference. But Stephanie, what are some of the other panels that are focusing on disruptive ideas and technology's impact on the payments industry?
Steve is one of our marquee speakers, and you can't afford to miss any of his sessions. Dan, something that Steve said is talking about the speed of change. And I love that and want to embrace it, and we're going to use it. When we set forward to plan the conference this year, we really were trying to keep in mind the fact that everything is changing and technology is driving change and regulatory changes are reacting to the technology that's driving changes. So we have an entire track that's called the Disruptive Ideas and Technologies track. So AI, We have, you know, open banking, we've got pay by bank, we have banking as a service, all sorts of those, all sorts of those technologies and changes are driving the content. So, you know, of course, our core is ACH, but what we're really focusing on is everything in the payment space, and not just what's going on right now, but what could be happening in the future. Not just celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, but what we're really celebrating is the fact that we're able to continue to drive that innovation. And something that the Payments Conference does is to really showcase the fact that you know, we're not just sitting still, we're continuing to change and adapt based on the industry landscape.
Besides Stephanie's point that she made, I think there was an inflection point that the conference is a broader reach because ACH is part of a whole. It is not an entity unto itself. Mm-hmm. So when you talk to practitioners, one and all, they want a holistic solution that's going to be successful. And that is not only ACH, it could be RTP, it could be fraud mitigation tools that are layered upon the payment, it could be Zelle, it could be embedded banking. So the world is just bigger than ACH. Even though ACH has a key position at that table, we think of it sometimes as a little engine that could, because it is 50 years old. It's not 8 years old like RTP or 15 years old like Zelle. But the amount of 30 billion plus payments a year that ACH engenders cuts across even card. There are many practitioners that they're going to be talking at the conference about a card substitute because of the high cost of cards. ACH slots very nicely within that augmentation and the orchestration for a successful outcome. And I think it's important to bring that point home to the practitioners to say that it is a panoply of payments. It's 8, 9, 10 different payment types. It's virtual accounts. It's embedded banking. It's payable on behalf of, receivable on behalf of. It's a broad world. And I think not just done a fantastic job of broadening the horizon to those other payment types.
Well, and I certainly want to talk, Steve, about, as we talk about payments and the broad appeal for it, just a little bit about who from JP Morgan will be joining you as you think about the team that you put together to come to the conference.
The question is, who's left at home? Because I think from our perspective, we have a broad reach of sales, product, technology, risk mitigation, legal, all represented at the conference. And they all may have a specific thrust in terms of what they want to get out of it, or even if they're speaking at a session. But they want to hear certainly what Jane on down have to say about the industry. They want to hear about what other competitors are doing in the space. They want to hear what fintechs are doing. They want to hear what the Fed is doing. So it is basically a one-stop shop to really get a good assessment of where we are at the State of the Union, early May 2024, because that will have impact for the rest of the year. But the idea, again, is the speed of change is going to impact what those, we'll call it revenue or investment decision points are from all the practitioners who are at the conference, because they want to know what's going to make them a success. They don't want to be left behind, and they want to know what's going to resonate, because we don't want to fail, but if we have to fail, we want to fail quickly. So this is really a good buffer zone to understand exactly what's going on in the industry.
Well, and your point of who's left at home, I guess the question for your team is, as when they do come home, how do they implement what they gained at the conference?
Well, sometimes we don't let them go home. We keep them there, especially in Miami. But I think the idea is that we'll have a whiteboarding session. We may get amplification from certain product segments. We have, throughout the year, we have innovation mini conferences with our client base, and we do a readout to them in terms of what our investments are. And they could weigh in with a a thumbs up or a thumbs down to say this does or doesn't resonate. Or if it does, it's okay if it resonates with a particular segment. For example, if we have auto and transportation, where we have a particular vertical investment that we're making, and it's going to do for what we call driverless or self-driving autos, and we're able to bring to market, as we did last year, we had a session of what the future is going to foretell with regard to self-driving and the ability to, as you're driving to work or being driven to work, what else you can do in terms of, do you want to buy something, you want to invest in something, et cetera. So it's important to know not only what this year is going to foretell, but what are the next 3 to 5 years going to do so I could invest not only in the short term, but the long term as well. And that's critical.
Stephanie, Steve laid out all the incredible benefits for his team on how they learn at the conference and implement it. If you were talking to someone who's in the payments industry but has never been to Smarter, Faster Payments before, why should they make 2024 the first year that they attend the conference?
Well, first of all, we're in South Beach. So, I mean, Miami is a destination for sure. Our content is so rich this year. From Monday through Thursday, we've got power blockbuster sessions the whole time. But one of the things that Steve was talking about is, you know, that he's bringing team members from every segment within JP Morgan. And I think that's so important because he's going to allow those team members to really be able to interact with people who have similar interests. And that's going to be really important because when they get back to their shop, they're going to be able to pick up the phone and call someone they met in a networking event or within a session who had a similar question. It's really just going to be such a great conference and everyone is so excited. And our 50th anniversary bang, I can't say more about how excited I am for the show this year.
And on the flip side, someone who has been to many payments conferences, why should they again make sure that they're coming to South Beach for Smarter, Faster Payments 2024?
Well, you know, it changes every year. You're going to come away with learning something new. And you're going to come away with what do I have to do to plan for the next 3 to 5 years, as Steve said. You know, this is not just this is what happened last year. This is a look ahead. And what do I have to be planning for? And how do I have to prepare? And it's going to help to guide the strategic direction of your organization for years to come.
One of the last things we want to have happen is if we're not there, and somebody else was, and then they tug on our sleeve and say, you know, I heard this session. What are you guys doing about this? We don't want to be caught on our back foot, for one, and we won't be. But I think we've seen over the years, we've been attending these since year one, and we find it extremely valuable. And I think the more folks we bring into the fold that attend these for the first time, I think they're blown away by the variation of the themes of the conference. They get a chance to rub elbows with a lot of the participants and then do lifetime, you know, interaction with what their thoughts are. And I think we come away with 8, 9, 10 ideas. Our clients come away with ideas. And it also sets the stage for what's to come, because it's been reinforced, or do we need to change course in terms of what we're going to look at next?
So I really just want to thank you again, Steve and Stephanie, for what was a very insightful and informative discussion. For our listeners, you will want to register now to make sure that you have a seat at Smarter Faster Payments 2024 to attend Steve's and all the other sessions, and to make sure you will be able to connect with your payment industry peers. To register and to get additional information on the educational panels, go to payments.nacha.org. And we will look forward to seeing you in Miami in May.